This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined by Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist here at the U of I, to take up the non-land cost of grain farms of different sizes on a per-acre scale. I take it you get asked fairly often what it costs for different size farms to operate, and you decided to take a look at the numbers and pull them out of the FBFM records.
Yeah, well, and what we did was we sorted out as best we could farms that only had grain in their operation, were located in northern and central Illinois, and raised corn and soybeans, and had very little livestock. What we found for non-land cost is that there isn't actually a lot of difference in cost across these farm sizes. For example, Most farms that are under 4,000 acres have cost somewhere in the $480 to $470 per acre range, and that's non-land costs, so that would be everything but land. And actually, when we get over on those farm sizes over $4,000, or 4,000 acres, excuse me, we have higher cost. They go from to something like $525 per acre for an average for over 4,000, and somewhere in the 480 range for less than that.
Well, that's for total cost, though, right?
That's for non-land costs, so that we would have to add land cost to that yet. But part of the reason why over 4,000 acre farms have higher cost in this area is because they raise more corn. They have a higher percent of their acres in corn and hence have higher cost.
So the bigger they get, the more corn they have, and the higher the cost.
Just to give you a feel for that, We had these farms that are over 4,000 acres. They had 76% of their acres in corn, and that compares to roughly mid-60s for smaller farm sizes. We also broke out land cost and looked at those across farm sizes as well. Land cost would be our financial cost, so that there's no opportunity cost in here. So if you had an owned acre and you had the cost of an owned acre would be mortgage interest and property tax. And if a lot of farms don't owe any debt on their owned acres, so very low cost on owned land. But land costs actually go up as you increase farm size. And just the range was from $119 per acre for those that are less than 500 acres. And most of their land is owned and at low debt levels, versus $234 for those that are over 4,000 acres, and 70% of their land is, or actually close to 80% of their land is cash rented. So
no real surprise, but it sort of validates the idea that the larger the producer or farm might be, the more it works on volume or a smaller margin of net income.
That's right. What we do see is that non-land costs are roughly the same. So as we grow the farm size, we don't see larger farms see any cost disadvantages to growing, and they get bigger primarily by renting more land. So they're going to have higher land cost. Excuse me.
Gary Schnitke is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. You can find more from him online at the Farm Doc Daily website. The address is farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.